Jeff Bruin is founder and CEO of a Poet based in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and biomass, doing a lot of research on that topic. Jeff, talk a little bit about what Poet is doing and this fall, how things are going.
Well, I think quite a few people are aware we're building Project Liberty, which is our first commercial-scale cellulosic plant near Emmitsburg, Iowa. And we just announced today that we've completed the fall harvest. We collected 61,000 tons this fall. We're on our way to 285,000 tons for the actual plant when it's up and running. But we've been collecting for several years. We hit a 61,000-ton mark this year. So, that's about 120,000 bales. We have a stackyard now that holds about 25,000 bales. We move product in and out of all the time. We've learned a lot about harvest, transport, and storage. The process is evolving, and things are going very well in the cellulosic space.
Can you talk a little bit about your collection process, how you're getting your biomass and the stalks and things like that?
Sure can. Basically what we're doing is we're shutting off the spreader on the back of the combine. So we're letting the leaves and the husks and the cob, a small amount of stalk, drop out of the back into a windrow. Letting it sit for a day or two and dry out, and we're coming back with a round baler and picking it up. So these are wrapped round bales, and the farmers move them to the edge of the field and then deliver them as we need them.
How is the process coming of the biomass to fuel? How's that process coming for you?
We've made tremendous strides. We got into this research 10 years ago. It was a long shot, and we ramped it up really hard about 3.5 years ago. It was a long shot. Today, we're actually sub $3 on production costs. It's less than $3 per gallon, so we're competitive with gasoline. Very excited about that. We've made tremendous progress. We've learned how to use, we've cut enzyme costs by, to about one-third of the original amount, from about $1.50 to 50 cents a gallon. We've been able to really decrease a lot of the other inputs to the process. We've learned how to deal with some of the byproducts and eliminate them. So we made tremendous strides. It's going very well.
As far as the processing of facility, some are familiar with, the corn going to the ethanol plant. Can an ethanol plant do this type of biomass thing if they would have the stock product? Is there some modification that needs to happen? Can you talk at your Poet plant?
Well, actually what will happen is we'll build a second plant right next to the grain ethanol plant. So there'll be a cellulosic plant located right next to the grain plant. We'll process the biomass in that facility. And then the lignin that comes off the back, which is the byproduct of cellulosic ethanol, it's called lignin. It's kind of the natural plastic that holds fiber together. Okay. That lignin will be converted into energy, and that will power not just the cellulosic plant so that it needs no fossil energy, but it will also power a 2X-size grain plant right next to it. So as an example, in Emmitsburg, we'll have a 25-million-gallon cellulosic plant next to a 50-million-gallon grain plant. There will be virtually no fossil energy used to power that facility.
Many out there of the critics concern about water usage at ethanol plants. Can you talk about the water usage in the cellulosic process?
Yeah, it's really a fallacy. And again, our competition putting a lot of bad information out there. But today it takes less water to make a gallon of ethanol at Poet than it takes to make a gallon of gasoline. So we're more efficient in water than turning oil into gasoline. And in cellulose, it's even better. So we're using even less water per gallon there. So ethanol is extremely efficient in water usage. When you see those things in the press, they're actually counting the rainwater to grow the corn, which is not obviously ridiculous. So that's some of the things we deal with in the press with our competition that's trying to really slow down ethanol and slow down agriculture. I don't think people understand. There's a real battle going on here. Between oil and agriculture for the future fuel supply of the world. And I'm just hopeful that we can get Congress and the EPA and others to understand that ethanol needs to advance or we're going to return to an era of very, very high oil prices.
Now, is Emmitsburg the only location where Poet is working on the biomass project? Has it spread out to some of your other facilities yet?
We're building Emmitsburg first, but we will be expanding that to all of our ethanol plants within a few years of building Emmitsburg. So we would see one eventually located next to every ethanol plant we operate. But we also would license that technology to other ethanol plants in the country. So all, essentially 200 ethanol plants in the country could eventually have cellulose sitting right next to them.
Well, for the most part, much of the country has finished up our fall harvest for 2011. How's Poet doing? Supplies, farmers coming in, prices, the demand for the distiller's product, how are you doing?
It's going very well. It's always great when we don't have to dry the corn because putting it under high heat actually makes it a little more difficult to process. And so whenever it can come out of the field dry, it's a good thing for ethanol processing. So we're excited that almost all the corn this year took no drying. It didn't go through a high heat process. Things are going very well. Our bins are full. We're ready to move into the rest of the year. I think it's exciting that we can now take $6 to $7 corn and turn a profit making ethanol from it. I think farmers have to be excited about that as well. And if you really look at the big picture, the oil price has pulled up the commodity prices, because obviously we wouldn't be able to pay $6 or $7 for corn if oil price hadn't gone up. So really, if you look at the cause of increased commodity price, it really was the increased price of oil, which I think is interesting.
Did any of your plants run into some trouble, or with physical location, or maybe some supply this fall because of the major flooding along the rivers? Did you have any issues there, Jeff?
None of our facilities had issues with the flooding, but I know there were plants in the country, that one that's even shut down because it's underwater. So it did have a small effect. It was a small plant, but there are some producers that dealt with that issue.
So the ethanol industry in 2011, good year, bad year, expansion year, holding steady year? What are your thoughts?
2011 was a pretty good year. The first half was a little more challenging. The second half went very well. I call it a slightly below average year. Not a bad year at all for the industry. I'm optimistic about the future. We do have some challenges out there, however, politically. Indirect land use change in California, tremendous risk for agriculture and ethanol. Growth Energy, which I'm the chairman of, has been suing the state of California over indirect land use change. That could literally cut ethanol out of California and replace it with Brazilian ethanol over the next several years. And why we would do that is beyond me, but the California Resources Board thinks that's the right thing to do. And I think what farmers need to understand is that could have a big impact on the demand for grain, and then that could spread to other parts of the country. So there is some tremendous risk right now in indirect land use change, which is a fallacy. We've created all the ethanol in this country from increased yields, not from new land. And so we've explained that to CARB and others, but they still have an agenda, and they want to use Brazilian ethanol instead of American ethanol, and that's going to hurt the Midwest if we can't stop it. So anything farmers can do to help with that, it's a big deal.
Jeff Bruin is founder and CEO of Poet.